They're better than they sound, yeah.
Carlson and McKenzie in the morning on CLS.
Senator Scott Brown, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing? You know, every time we have you on, we get hate mail now.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious.
I don't.
I got one in my hand right here.
Oh, that's a physical piece of mail.
Yeah, and they hate you when they actually take time to write you something and then mail it, put it in.
But if they don't know how to use their computer, maybe they don't know how to use a ballot.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I'm on and after I'm on with you guys, I have so many people come up to me and say, what are those guys really like? And I think it's so funny that when you went over his house and you were explaining what happened, and then he said, let's go all go in the hot tub and start to get crazy. That's when they laugh. They laugh their brains out.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. We'll do it again.
I still have nightmares, quite frankly.
Will you ever go back to my house?
Absolutely.
Was it, okay.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
I was thinking about doing it again.
I want to bring Gail this time, too.
Well, we'll have a good time.
Sideline the crazy, then.
Yeah.
You won't be as nutty. So what's your take on this Sarah Palin not running? I mean, you pretty much.
I never really thought she was running. Yeah, I don't think it would have affected things much. Everyone's so far in the process.
Right.
But I did get Pete's email and wanted to talk about, we do tomorrow have a jobs fair at Roxbury Community College, 10 to 4.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, we have over 60 employers who have real jobs and they're looking to marry up with folks that want jobs.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's something, as I've traveled around the state and spoken to employers, I say, you know, do you have jobs? They say, yeah. I said, well, you know, how are you getting them, you know, filled? And they said, well, you know, there's a disconnect somewhere. So I said, well, why don't we have this jobs fair? So we've been working on it for a good 3 months, and it's at the student building number 4.
Probably have some friendly workers showing up.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I know, gosh. And so there's going to be, you know, military, obviously, health care, insurance, Whole Foods, UPS, a lot of biotech, pharma.
There are jobs out there.
There are jobs in certain sectors, and if we can just get that wet blanket off of them and give them an incentive to hire, give them some certainty and stability, they'll hire more. But these are sectors that are actually still hiring and doing well in Massachusetts. You know, I would encourage people to go to scottbrown.senate.gov to find out more. And it's one of the first of many we're having that are coming up throughout the state.
That's a good idea. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I really think it's important to marry these folks up and get them working.
Senator Scott Brown's on the line with us here on 100.7 WZLX. Boy, with this rumbling, stumbling stock market up and down and up and down.
It's crazy.
And the word of unemployment rates hitting double digits again. You get that from some of these experts. Should we try to remain calm? I mean,
obviously there needs to be some real leadership to instill that confidence right now, but they're trying to push through and ram through things that are really being used for political purposes, like the president's jobs bill. There are certain things, there's a good 7 or 8 things in there that I and others agree on. We should bang those out and do it right away, because it's no Republican or Democrat bill that's going to pass. It needs to be bipartisan and bicameral, and you know, but just to spot things and try to ram them through with no consideration for the American people. Because, listen, I've said, and I said it on a floor speech, I'm sending a letter to Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell this morning, we're Americans first, and we need to really get our act together, or we are going to be in very serious trouble.
Have you officially responded to Elizabeth Warren's comment about how she didn't take her clothes off?
Thank God.
That's what I said. I said, hey, look, can you blame a good-looking guy for you know, for wanting to...
You know what? Listen, bottom line is, you know, I didn't go to Harvard. You know, I went to the School of Hard Knocks, and I did whatever I had to do to pay for school.
Right.
And for people who know me and know what I've been through, mom and dad married and divorced 4 times each, and, you know, some real challenges growing up, you know, whatever. You know, let them throw stones. I did what I had to do, but not for having that opportunity. I never would have been able to pay for school and never would have gone to school, and I wouldn't probably be talking to you, so whatever.
Right.
That's funny you throw that jab, because...
You said it too.
Yeah, right. Well, they said it about you, not being in shape. You know, if you're going to take your clothes off, next time be in shape. That's what they said about you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Anytime they want to have a little road race or a triathlon or anything, I'm happy.
There's one guy looks like he's 400 pounds running.
I don't know if you... play play a hoop game. Right.
Hey, he's probably the fastest.
He makes Chris Christie look like a model. Okay, this other guy. Who are you endorsing? Have you decided? Is it Chris Christie? Or no, he's out.
Not running.
Is it Rick Perry?
I never thought he would be doing it. But right. Listen, if we're talking about the very real issues affecting us, which are the economic issues, there's no one even close to Governor Romney in being able to solve those real problems. He knows this stuff. He lives and breathes it. And we need somebody who can actually, you know, make the tough decisions and get us out of the funk that we're in.
Thank you, Senator, for the time.
All right, guys.
Don't forget the job fair. That is tomorrow, correct?
Yep, 10 to 4, Roxbury Community College, scottbrown.senate.gov, and look forward to seeing folks there.
Thanks, buddy.
Stick a fork in them. You kidding? They're not done. But don't you want to just stick a fork in them anyway? Carlson and McKenzie in the morning on CLX.